Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Mike, you know, I guess the first thing we need to talk about is the roots of this event, this Cutter and Chariot Racing, harkens back to Western Wyoming, and so it's kind of neat that it's full circle, kind of worked its way back, at least for the World Championships to be taking place in Western Wyoming this this year.
It is. It's very exciting. You know, the roots started back in Pinedale, Wyoming, and then the official association really started in the Star Valley area, Thane and Afton, really got it going. So it's good to have it back.
Well, it's been a tradition that has grown, and there was a period of time where it maybe lost some of its interest and enthusiasm, but it's really come back in recent years and is doing great. And in the Star Valley community, just the events that have happened here, of course, Star Valley always hosts its own events, and then the Shriners event coming down from Jackson in Star Valley, and now this event, the World Championships in Star Valley, it's come back with a vengeance for sure.
It definitely has in this valley, and we couldn't do it without, you know, this the sponsorships, this awesome community we have. So we're excited to have it here, and hopefully in years upcoming.
Well, let's talk about what it is. The World Championships, they are taking place this weekend. There's a fantastic track west of Afton, and that's where they're going to be taking place. When does it start, and how can people come and enjoy this?
Yeah, so it starts Saturday, March 27th, so tomorrow, at 12 p.m., and also on Sunday at 12 p.m. as well. Admission is $7. We'll have both sides of the gates open. There's a south entrance and a north entrance, and we'll have gate tickets there. Come in and watch the heart-pounding adrenaline rush of two teams competing against each other.
Mike Newman again talking about the World Championship Cutter and Chariot races happening in Afton this weekend. Mike, tell us about what kind of teams come to this event. World Championships sounds like a pretty big deal. I'm assuming there's some sort of qualification process. How do you get into this event to compete?
Yep. So there's associations all throughout the Western United States. You know, the sport has kind of diminished a little bit, but we have teams coming from Utah, Idaho, Western Wyoming, meaning Guernsey, Saratoga Springs, Dubois, and they all have to run in their associations to qualify for the world meet.
So this, the other thing I've noticed, this has kind of become, it's kind of a family deal. A lot of families, this is passed down from father to son, and the teams and the actual chariots themselves and the colors. There's a tradition of different colors and silks that the teams wear. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so as far as the generational aspect and family, you know, I learned it from my father, and then, you know, I'm passing it on to my boy Jackson, who's 17 and drove this year and was pretty successful. But, you know, I have my six-year-old daughter who comes out and walks the horses with me and waters and helps feed. My nine-year-old does the same thing. You know, we're all there helping hook up the horses, help train them. You know, I had some friends of ours, girls at the Wyoming State meet that would braid my horses' tails and comb them out. And, you know, it's the chariot racing culture is just a family in general. We all love hanging out with each other, and it's just one way that we can all hang out and be members of this great sport. As far as the colors, it's kind of like, you know, we want to put them out there. We want them to be seen. There's always one of the best prizes of the best groomed team, and one of my favorite colors is purple and white, and so that's been my color since I started back in 2005. But yeah, you'll have oranges, you'll have turquoise, you'll have the red, whites, and blues. It's just a way to make them pop and make it look interesting.
And then they're all brown by the end of the day, right?
They're all brown. Depending on the track conditions.
Well, let's, Mike, for those that maybe haven't been to a Cutter event or a chariot racing event, What does someone expect to go to have happen if they're going for the first time? Maybe explain the sport a little. How does it work? What takes place?
So, from a spectator on the sides of the rails on the track, you know, you can get the camaraderie from the crowd, interactions between different groups that you may not ever get a chance to meet. You know, we have folks come down from Jackson Hole that are from out of town who will meet with a Wyoming farmer, and they'll just interact and become friends for life. But as soon as the races start happening, well, before, first and foremost, you know, we are kind of that old Western school type, you know, that will have the national anthem and stand proud for our flag. But when those races start, you'll start seeing these enormous animals start coming down the track, and just look at their statures and how good a shape they're in, because these chariot racers and families, they take good pride in what they, how they take care of their animals. But when those gates open, it's a start to finish for around 23 seconds of just hoof pound and heart pound and adrenaline action. It's a 440-yard horse drag race, if you will. So it's exciting to watch, and people are hooked if they've never seen it after their first time.
Now, Mike, typically it's as you mentioned, two teams going at it, but in the World Championships, some of my favorite memories of going and watching Cutter Racing is when they go three wide on this track. Is that going to happen this weekend?
There is definitely a possibility to have three wide, and especially for the World Championship dash, if we call it. There's definitely that chance of going three wide. We might have a team that has to drop out, so we have to move another team into another race. So and that's the funnest to watch and the funnest to drive in. Is it just you have to do everything right?
Mike Newman this morning joining us this morning, again, talking about the World Championship Cutter races this weekend. So how does it work when competing, Mike? Is it done by a bracket style, or the teams seated and then go head-to-head in a bracket format? Or is it strictly done by time and clock at the finish? How do you advance and ultimately win the World Championships?
Yeah, with the number of teams this year, we decided to do it based on an average times that you've ran throughout the year. And we try to match them up as best as we can for the first day. And then after the first day, the fastest times get matched with the, you know, the times closest to them, so on and so forth. And we'll have four divisions, the first division being what we call the big dog division. That's the fastest of the bunch. And then it moves down into a second division, third division, and fourth division. And everybody has a chance to win their own divisions on that last day.
And in addition, this is a family-friendly event. They can come out, they can find some food, they can find some camaraderie, as you mentioned. There's things to keep them warm if it's a little chilly. I'm just saying this is set up for people to come out and enjoy the day.
Yep, so we'll have vendors on site for food, Redneck Burger Shack. we'll have some apparel there for sale. We'll have kids races for the kids from, you know, old enough to run to 16, 17 years old. We're even going to have some adult races, try to get them to stretch out their bodies a little bit. Everything, it's very family oriented. Snuggle up in a blanket in the back of your truck, or we have bleachers there for everybody to sit in that angle towards the starting line. So, yep, very family oriented.
Well, Mike, we certainly appreciate your time. Again, the World Championship Cutter and Chariot Races, they begin on Saturday and Sunday this weekend west of Afton at 12 o'clock noon both days. Mike, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.